This is the next segment in What is to Come. It was given to me a couple of days ago, but due to some insecurities of mine, I held it aside, wanting to know for sure that it truly was the Lord. And after many confirmations, here we are. So I'm going to go on with what he told me at that point. So this is What is to Come, Part 2, and this was given on March the 4th, 2015. One thing I'd like to begin with is one of the confirmations that came. You'll probably notice that it is posted on the same page with the first set of instructions, what is to come. And that is that a very dear friend of ours who has been in the Lord for over 50 years and been receiving messages from him for that long, just had a dream last night that she saw streams of lava around Yellowstone. Rather than this gigantic eruption that everyone is expecting and that the Lord told me would not happen because he would intervene, she also saw streams of lava, which is what I saw. I shared that with you in our last video. Just streams of lava everywhere, and the lava was pouring out peacefully, and so people had time to prepare, and it would not cause a nuclear winter kind of scenario for our country. So I'm going to move on now to the instructions that were given to me the day after the first set of instructions on what is to come. It's very short due to some difficulties that I was having that day. So I'm going to give you the short version, then I'm going to go straight into instruction number 2. So I'm calling this one 1.5 because it's so tiny. The Lord began, "Let's talk about Nibiru. Yes, what you have heard about the headquarters of demonic powers is correct. Yes, that is another reason for the Vatican telescopes. So when they say it is to discover life on other planets, that is reasonable and not a lie. However, they know well the nature of this life and what it will do to Earth. In anticipation, they have dug their hidden cities and provided them with all they think they will need to survive. This, in my eyes, is utterly ridiculous, as if I will allow them to escape the conflagration. In no way will they escape. They will die in the graves they have dug for themselves, while I will preserve many of the righteous still on the surface of the earth. There is still much debate among the ruling class that these so-called helpers are only using them to gain access to the planet, and that they will be traitors and harbingers of destruction. There is still much debate among the ruling class that these so-called helpers, meaning the ETs, demons posing as ETs, benign ETs, are only using them to gain access to the planet and that they will be traitors and harbingers of destruction, which is quite correct, I might add. But in their lust for power and technology, that is the ruling elite of our earth, they press on into a scheme that is to be their undoing." I replied to him, kind of messed up, like, "If you do, you're messed up, and if you don't, you're messed up." Exactly. They are caught in a trap because of their lust for power. Now here I want to say that I believe, in my own mind anyway, that these demons are capable of destroying the earth easily, but I believe that the Lord has held their hand back. You know, demons are on a leash. They're like rabid dogs. They're chained. They can't go any further than God will allow them to go, and he won't allow them to destroy the earth. Although the demons have used mankind to destroy the earth and to destroy many things, so it's our own undoing in a sense. Yet what is missing in their thinking is me. They are so educated and so informed that they can't relate to God being in control. Kind of like the joke, the most intelligent man in the world who bailed out of the plane with a hippie's backpack. I don't know if you guys have heard that that joke, but it's pretty funny. Anyway, it's laughable, really, he said. As the scriptures declare, the one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. I'm going to read this to you because I think it's really beautiful. "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. That's Psalm 2. And also Revelation 6, the kings of the earth and the great ones and the generals and the rich and the powerful and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. So I continued with the Lord. I asked him a question. So Satan being cast down to earth will happen with Nibiru. It's all part of the same event, the Lord continued. So much unfolds in layers, but this is the final and definitive layer to descend on earth, the most destructive one. I know this is a lot for you to comprehend, my love. Jesus, would you please give me a vision, please? I will, he said. And I beheld a red planet that came into proximity to earth. Something like fire descended into Jerusalem. And Satan, who took over the body of Antichrist, stood boldly in the Holy of Holies and struck the ground with his staff, and rings of fire radiated out from that point that covered the whole earth, much like what you would see if a droplet of water fell into a pool of still water. The Lord continues, this is the final scene of destruction. The end has come. There is hope. These instructions I'm giving you are meant to bring people out of a nosedive of despair. They are important to me. There will come a time when they are invaluable. Don't discount my motives. I do know what I'm doing, my love. I think you figured that out by now, huh? Yes, Lord. My bad. Yes, you're bad, he said. Let's move on. Okay, so now I'm going to go right straight into the second message. I get curious and I mess around and do foolish things, and I caught someone on YouTube who was talking about Yellowstone. They had a vision about Yellowstone, so I took the bait and I started listening, and then I realized, this isn't the Lord. What am I doing? Why am I listening to what other people have to say when I have the Lord speaking directly to me and telling me what he's going to do? I mean, this is foolishness on my part. So I closed it down and repented. And I said, no, I'm going to believe my Lord. I'm not going to believe what anyone else has to say. And I turned it off. Well, when I came into prayer to begin to listen to him for his instructions, he said, it was good to hear you say that. I will never, never give up on working with you. Never. Rest assured. He who has begun the good work will continue to its completion. You know, I believe he said that because he was intercepting my thoughts. And my thoughts at that moment were, oh Lord, how do you put up with me? Why didn't you pick someone else for this job? Someone you could really count on and that wouldn't doubt you and wouldn't wobble like I wobble. And being compassionate and sweet and loving, and knowing that I had a little bit of fear that he would reject me because I'm not qualified for this job, he stopped for a moment and he told me that he would never give up on me. See how gentle and beautiful he is? And for all you guys out there that are wobbly like me, there's so much hope for you. He'll fill in all the blanks. Don't worry about it. Just repent and trust in his mercy and obey him, and he'll complete the good work he's begun in you. And yes, I do believe the word about Yellowstone is important to share. At this point, guys, I was thinking, am I supposed to share this or not? I was waiting to see, after the second and third message, if they were consistent, and if this truly was the Lord. And that was our discernment, that they were consistent and this is the Lord. So that's why I posted number one. Then the Lord began to speak again. He said, people are expecting the worst, and given the circumstances, I can say that is logical. What they are not counting on is my love for America and the mercy I will show her. Yes, among all the nations, she is one that I love and still have great plans for. After she has been humbled completely and restored, then again I will use her. She's very much like my bride. And even as I exiled my people to Babylon, never did I plan on completely abandoning them. And so it is with America. Never were my plans to reduce her to nothing without the hope of future glory. She will be used by me again. One thing that truly has not dawned on the people of this country is her beginnings. Many of the founding fathers were Masons and spiritually corrupted. The entire estate of Washington, that's the District of Columbia, was laid out on a pagan principles, and now these principles have come to fruition. She is reaping what she has sown. I will destroy what has been and is corrupted about her. I will restore her to the true heritage of her God, and she will once again be a force for the good in the world. Claire, when I come to rule, there will be equality and justice around the world. Never again will I allow governments to repress and denigrate a human being of any race, color, or creed. Although the knowledge of me will fill the earth, and it will be her glory, still the selfishness of man will arise to take the liberties of others for the sake of greed. I will not allow this. It will be the turning point. Greed will be the hinge from which the good will turn to evil. But until that time, he's talking about the end of the millennium, you have much beauty and peace to look forward to. The generations will flourish in an atmosphere of goodwill. The true faith that I intended for mankind will bring all into the light of my glory, and living for me will be as easy as breathing. Joy will abound within families, villages, and even cities, because the knowledge of me and my love for mankind will be readily available and openly professed. The Western United States will remain for the most part intact, and from this place will the new government arise. This is one reason why I will spare Yellowstone, that it not completely destroy the West and Southwest. Both farming and technology will arise based strictly on godly principles and enforced by my angels and those entrusted with governing, those who have proven themselves worthy and fit to care for all without selfish ambition and underhanded motives. This so contrasts what you have today, springing from the occult motives instilled in Rome from the beginning. When I speak of Rome, I speak of the government, not the church. The restructuring of my church will arise very organically from those chosen to lead in every village and township. They will be kept small except for the exceptional gatherings I myself shall attend to impart new understandings, revelations, and ways of living in peace and love with one another. And yet from the onset there will be those who will shy away and search for alternatives to what I have established. These will be the seed of discontent that cannot bend the knee. They will be the forefathers of those who will incite the rebellion at the end of the millennium. Greed and pride will always exist, Claire, until I remove evil from within. I want to impart to you the hope for the future that I have. It will be a long, dark, bloody road until my kingdom comes on this earth. And I want all to know it will come. It will come. There's great hope for the generations yet to come. Peace will be established in mutual brotherly love. And though nations shall retain their own identities, their own cultures, there will be no quarreling or squabbling for resources or power. It simply will not be allowed. Much in the nature of man continues to tend in that direction, but I will enforce true liberty and justice for all. No one will be overlooked, not one, not even the littlest one, for my spirit will search the earth and see to it that wrongs are righted, justice is done to the poor, the little, and the marginalized. You will be part of this, my spouse. I will have so much joyful work for you to do, and your happiness will stretch from sea to sea. And when he said that, I thought, but the country will be divided. And he, reading my thoughts, said, yes, the country will be divided. Yes, it will be quite a distance from one side to the other. Not something you can take a ferry to cross. There will be distinctly different climates, culture, and industry. There will be trade between the two halves of the country. Never again will men squabble over petroleum, for the new energy system will be installed almost immediately after the purification. Wow, I'm really looking forward to that one. No more electric bills, guys. No more gasoline bills. Okay, going on with what the Lord was saying. Communication will be simpler than ever. Pollution will be a thing of the past. No one will be allowed to carry on operations destructive to my creation or to humanity. Yet in their foolishness, men will toy with overthrowing the beautiful lives they live. And I will allow them to accumulate and band together that they may be no more on the face of the earth. This again, he's referring to the last Armageddon, the end of the millennium. Lord, I really want to understand the whole alien agenda and how you're going to deal with it. He said the technology they possess and have developed is deviant and cruel in the most grotesque ways. All is motivated by greed, hatred, and lust for power, and complete disregard for all that is good. I will totally destroy and wipe out every single one. There will be no more influence from these treacherous demons and their perverted technologies that vie with me and declare that they're capable of creating life. They are only capable of destroying life, period. What your government has bought into will cost them irreparably, their lives, their souls, their offspring, and never again will they rise to power. The whole world will be turned upside down and emptied of all evil. This I will see to when I come. The 3 days of darkness will come just before I do. This is when all men will be on the brink of despair, that there is no longer any hope at all. This is when I shall dispatch my angels to bind and destroy every wicked agent and agenda of terror and destruction. Life will be so new at the end of that period that it will seem that Eden has been restored to the whole earth, and the brightness of those days will declare my mercy and glory, and spontaneous regeneration will occur in many places on the earth. It will truly be a new dawn where wickedness reigns no more. People will look for wickedness and violence, but all will be put to rest. They will not find it. But Lord, what about adulterers, liars, and thieves, etc., that cannot enter the holy city? There will be massive attempts to rehabilitate those with twisted lives, my love. My kindness and my mercy will cleanse those who are willing, and they shall be healed. I will spare no resource to help them into a new life. But sadly, many will still hold to their old ways of doing things and eventually be punished. I cannot allow evil men to reproduce evil in my kingdom. They will be stopped before they can corrupt those who are following what is right and good. That is, with the exception of what he allows at the very end of the millennium, and the final purification of souls off the earth. Transportation will not be only for the rich anymore. All will have an equal right to the things needful to fulfill their own destinies. Those who have succeeded in the past and hold to my laws, they will be put in the position of raising up others who will rise to fulfill the very thing they were born to do. There will be no hindrances, no politics, no favoritism, no bribery, nothing of the sort will be allowed to exist in my kingdom. All will have their share and what is needful for a happy life. You see, communism had these ideas as well, but because of the corrupted nature of man, it was bound to fail. Nothing of the sort can thrive, grow, and last without my law and order. Man will always tend towards selfishness, and those who are succeeding will be trampled down by others who are stronger and want to steal what they've built up. Okay, that's enough for tonight, agreed? Yes, Lord, thank you. The Lord said, thank you, my love, for listening and writing. These are important things I want to tell many to help them persevere in the darkest hours of humanity. Amen. So that's the end of the message. Thank you for listening, YouTube family. The Lord bless you and keep you. And please keep us in prayer as we do this important work for the Lord. You just wouldn't believe the opposition we've been getting. But the Lord's faithful. He overcomes everything. So thank you for your prayers.